Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Friday Roundup, where today we're going to do a quick review of our episodes from this week and encourage you again, hopefully get you inspired one more time and give you some extra little boost to get through your weekend. So here we go. We're going to go right back to Monday with our Music Monday song, which I think is one of the best songs we've ever had to help you start your week. It's the song Gonna Be Good by Taya. And here's some of the words to help you know why I think this is such a great day starter song. Look at the birds, how free they fly. Look at the lilies growing so wild. No, they don't wonder if rain's going to fall down or if the sun will ever come on out. So I don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to worry about itself. I got a million reasons to praise you. I got a million stories to tell about how you always made a way through. I may not know where we're going, but I know that it's going to be good. Yeah, it's going to be good. Great song. Great day starter, great week starter song. You can go back to Monday's episode, listen to it, click on the YouTube link and watch the entire video. It is really, really good. You will enjoy it. Tuesday's episode was called A Man Just Can't Sit and Do Nothing. That became very obvious in the life of Larry Walters, who decided to attach some weather balloons filled with helium to a lawn chair, and then he launched himself up into the atmosphere, rising faster than he had ever expected and then leveling off at 11,000 feet. Over the next several hours, he started to drift out towards the ocean. And if it wasn't for the Coast Guard and the Navy, he probably would be living in the Philippines right now. But they got him down safely. And as they were arresting him and taking him away, one of the reporters asked him, why did he do it? And his answer was, a man just can't sit. Well, boredom can do some very strange things to us. When we get bored, we make decisions that don't always make a lot of sense. In fact, some things that seem like wonderful and great ideas may turn out to be something rather foolish, as in Larry's case. But here's another situation where being a Christian has some tremendous benefits, because God's plan is never for us to be bored. God always has more for us to do, more for us to experience, and more for us to truly enjoy in this life. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. God has prepared amazing things that you can't even think of, and all He asks of us to experience all of those things is to trust Him and follow how He leads and works in our lives. And if we're following Christ, we will never get bored, because God will always have for us something that's new and exciting, and ultimately very beneficial for us and people around us. Trust Him. Wednesday's episode was called Grandparents. And if you are a grandparent today, you know that the world is vastly different from when we were children. And sometimes those differences can cause us to feel distant or disconnected from our grandchildren. So on Wednesday, we talked about some of the joys and challenges that there are of being a grandparent. And we read a letter that Paul Harvey had written to his grandchildren a number of years ago. And he finished the letter by saying this, I hope you experience tough times and disappointment, hard work and happiness. To many, that seems a rather strange way to end a letter to someone that you love, like a child or a grandchild. But if you listen to everything that Paul Harvey had said, he was describing how even difficult times that we all face, we all go through, help us to build character and strength, help us to understand what it means to actually stand up for something that is right and we believe in, even in the face of opposition, how to make good decisions and to learn to make the very best out of difficult circumstances. Those are some things that are not even really taught anymore. And in some ways, people ignore teaching those things to their children. But Paul Harvey was saying that the knocks, the bumps, the hurts, the trials, the problems that we face in life are all part of what it means to grow up to be strong and to be able to become the man or the woman that we should. And so as grandparents, we must never think that we have nothing that we can help them with. Yes, we want to love on them in abundance. We want to spoil them. After all, we're grandma and grandpa. We get that opportunity to spoil our grandchildren. And so we should. but we also want them to grow up to be strong. Psalm 92, verses 14 and 15 says, "Even in old age they will produce fruit. They will remain vital and green." That's us. We will produce fruit. We are vital. And as grandparents, we are important to our grandchildren. Yesterday's episode was called The Town of Hum. Hum is a town in Croatia, and it is officially the smallest town in the world. Its size is less than a football field, with a population of approximately 30 people. It even has a museum and an inn. But in this town that is so very small, with 30 people, it also has two churches. It struck me kind of funny that this very small town had two churches. But you know, that's not a bad thing, especially if both of those churches have 15 people or more in them every Sunday morning. If the whole town goes to church, that's fabulous. But over the last few years, our churches have experienced something rather negative. Beginning with the pandemic, when churches were closed down, people started to watch church services from home. And even now, after the pandemic is behind us and churches are wide open again, there are still many people who are staying home to attend church. But the Bible tells us that we need to be in church. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. "Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." God has designed us to work together to build the church as one body, the body of Christ, to accomplish Christ's work in this world. And we do that by being a part of a local church. As Christians, we need the church, and the church needs us. God works through us and through the church to impact the world. It's amazing how God puts this together. But our involvement in his church is essential. And that's our week, my friends. We've had some fun together, some interesting stories this week. I hope you've been blessed by it. And I hope you have a really wonderful weekend. And I encourage you, get to church this weekend. Let your pastor pour God's word into your heart and into your spirit and be blessed and be a blessing to others around you. Have a great weekend, my friends. Know that God is with you and that he loves you. And we will talk again on Monday.
Thank you for joining us today. And I invite you to join us every Monday to Friday right here at Starting Right with Danny Mack.